taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of music.
You're listening to The Best Cuts of Music, Edition 75.
Thank you.
Enter. I said enter. Come on in.
Hey.
Office is wide open.
Hey, it's Robbie.
Hey, Robbie, what's up, man?
You recognize me?
How you doing? Yeah, yeah.
I'm wearing, do you see this?
Well, what's shaking, big guy?
Well, I'm wearing this new mask. How'd you know it was me? I got it at the Mardi Gras fair.
I could smell that body odor a mile away.
This is one of those drama masks, but this is the happy one.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool. It's like a theater of happiness.
I bought it from a lady who, I guess, had it on her wall when she was a kid in the 80s.
Mmm.
It was decoration.
She probably made her parents take down the other one because it scared her too much. Like, I know my mom thought it was fun to put decorative clowns on my wall as a child.
Oh, yeah?
Terrifying.
You gonna ask me why I'm wearing this the happy mask?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's because I'm happy.
Oh, okay, wow.
I'm a happy guy.
I wasn't gonna go there. Well, why are you so happy? What do you got to...
Well, I got an email today.
Yeah, you got an email?
Yeah, actually, I've gotten it a few times.
I've got like 100 here, man. I got a lot of work to do. What the fuck?
You gotta... Why don't you give me some of those emails?
I can give you these emails. These are high important emails.
What?
You're
what?
Down there in accounting. I'm up here, you know, in marketing. This is big business. I can't just pass along some of these emails to you.
What kind of stuff do you got in there? I'm sure it's not important.
Well, you know, there's at least 40 of them are actionable items, and the rest of it's just...
I've got a really good email.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, give it to me. Is it the...
Is it
Tub Girl? Because I've seen that.
Oh, you're not talking... No, yeah, you're not talking about the Grape Lady.
No, not the Grape Lady. No, not the Turtles Kid.
Oh, have you seen those too?
Yeah. Ted down in receiving, he's constantly sending me those.
What about the one with the squirrel that gets in front of the screen?
Yes, I've seen that.
All your base are belong to us?
Yes, all your base are belong to us. I've also seen Dramatic Squirrel, even though it's like a groundhog or something, or a prairie dog.
Using a colon and a close parentheses as a smiley face. Have you seen that?
I have seen that. Is that the Australian way? I can't remember. It's hard to keep track.
It means I'm smiling.
Yes.
In the internet.
Yes. Well, I use the America Online instant messaging service, and typically when I do that, it creates a fun little smiley guy.
Oh. Well, I just saw that on GeoCities, but anyways, no, it's not that. It's a...
Oh, it's pronounced GeoCities? I always thought it was GeoSites.
That's why you haven't been able to access my GeoCities account. I've been telling you to send... You know I can't send links.
You know I can't look at everything. Oh, you can't send links in your department?
No, I can't.
Man, we send links all the time. Can you get on Facebook in your area?
I can't. Sam, I don't know how to send links.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. Well, tell me about this email that you got.
Well,
Sounds important.
It wasn't the only one. I had a few. They all just went into my spam folder. But then I decided, hey, Robbie, you don't get emails a lot, so let's check my spam folder.
Sure, because that's not unpathetic.
And so it starts out with a lot of strange characters and a lot of weird, like, you know, letters and numbers.
Yeah, like...
Like his email address is like a12z389bob@geocities.com. And I guess he found it through my GeoCities site. He's been checking out.
Must have.
But anyways, this guy, he said, hey, user, I've got $1 million. Come help me spin it at Burning Man. All you have to do is send me $600 and then I can be sure that you want to come to Burning Man with me. It's kind of a deposit for, I guess, the camper and the little fans that have the water shooting out of
them. Well, that sounds pretty weird.
Maybe body paint or the stilts, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And your funny pants.
I'm going to need some stilts and some funny pants. So I was wondering, I don't know.
To me, I mean, I've gotten a zillion of those dudes, and I'm pretty sure I've seen on Snopes.com that those are fake.
Sure you have.
Yeah, it usually turns out just a way to scam old people. And you're in accounting, you should be aware of deals like this.
Well, that Nigerian thing wasn't a scam. I think he's just forgot to email me back. The guy's busy. He's a damn prince, Sam. Come on. Give him a damn break.
Well, he does have to escape his country. I hear it's tough down there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No, anyways, this guy wants two people and $600 each.
Uh-huh.
And then, which I assume are a down deposit on the stilts.
Sure.
And then we get to burn the man. We get to go to Burning Man.
Oh, okay. So you're including me in this scenario.
Yeah.
You want me to chip in on this $600 and then I'll go with you.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. I already...
Oh, you already paid for it. On my behalf, no less. Oh, man, what? This is just like you.
I assumed it would be fine, Sam.
Oh, Oh, geez. What day is Burning Man on?
You know, I don't know. Sometime in July or August, I think. I think it's in August.
It's coming up then, huh?
Yeah. So you're going to have to ask off for about a week. But this is going to be really fun, and I think it'd be a great, just a great activity for us to, you know, kind of bond.
Okay.
As two individuals.
Okay. Sure. Two platonic, heterosexual, straight individuals who work in an office together.
Right.
Just going to Burning Man together to meet a strange man.
Right. It's kind of like The Hangover.
Who we don't know, and you've already chipped in $600. Well, have you gotten a reply from him? Wait, $1,200?
Yeah, it's $600 each.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, you can pay me back in installments. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not like I don't have the money. I just hate wasting money.
Yeah, right. And buying back that Popples collection wasn't a waste of money.
Yeah, well, you know what? Every one of those individual Popples meant something to me. You know what? I don't got time for this. I've got a lot of work to do, dude. I'll think about it, okay? Just send me an itinerary. Just email me, you know, the messages. What's going on? Just let me know what's going on so I can ask Mary, time off from Mary. Okay. And then we'll figure it out, okay? I've got these 40 actionable items that I got to get to.
Are they flagged?
Yeah, they're flagged and color-coded according to their level of importance.
Okay, well, yeah, I understand. We've got a lot of stuff going down in the accounting department, too. If you can, just get back to me pretty soon, because if you're not going, I'm going to get Jonathan to go with me.
Oh, fuck that. I'll go. Don't worry about it. I'm going.
Are you? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll go.
Awesome.
All right.
Excellent.
You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music. Thank you.
Yeah, this Target is fantastic.
I can't believe Target doesn't have a rebar.
I can't either. We're going to need a lot of rebar at Burning Man. Apparently, it's a hot commodity.
That's right. If we're not using it to build our own little, what do they call it? A camp?
Like tent stakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then someone else is going to need it.
We'll need that for that. Yeah, definitely. Because I hear that once the winds pick up, it can totally knock your tent down. So we're gonna need that structure to help support it.
The cool thing is that we can just throw it on the fire if we're done with it on the fire when they're burning the man.
Yeah, yeah. We can just throw all our stuff on there. All our trash and just whatever. I mean, it's a giant burning man. It's already wasteful and pollutive. I understand that it's some kind of a statement, but about our self-destructive culture.
It'll be like Woodstock 2, where everything was well-intended.
Oh, man, yeah, and you and I got in that big, gigantic fist fight with all those other dudes, and I ended up headbutting some chick and broke my nose on her tongue ring.
I'll never forget that night. Do you still have the particle board that I had Fred Durst sign?
I don't know.
Surfing on?
It might be in my storage unit. I've got a lot of stuff in there.
I think you've got my tickets, too.
Yeah.
The
ticket stubs.
Memorabilia.
Yeah. All of that. Well, I had it. Well, it's too late to tell you now. I had it all framed in a nice decorative mirror, and I was going to give that to you for your birthday coming up.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's anyway. Cat's out of the bag.
Well,
yeah.
I'll pretend like I didn't know.
You'll forget anyway.
What?
Oh, nothing. Look over here. They have these fun little boxes. You can just call anybody up in the store. If you need help with a price or a product,
can I call Mr. Belvedere?
I don't think
you
can.
You can call anybody from the store.
No, I think
call Tony the Tiger?
Inside the store, you can call anyone. You could call.
Well, as long as you're inside the store, you can call Tony the Tiger.
Well, sure. Maybe so. I don't know. They'll have to try it out. I mean, they'll tell you where Frosted Flakes are going to be located within the confines of the building.
Oh. Well, let me try it out.
Okay.
Tony the Tiger. It's Tony the Tiger here.
Oh, wait, give that to me. I want to do that.
I've got a mop up on aisle 9. Mop up on aisle 9. Blue light special on aisle 17.
Oh my God, that's fun.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, we better move away from here. It's bad enough we're in the kids section. They always look at me weird here.
Well, I thought this was the place to get the hula hoops and the glow sticks.
Yeah, we will need hula hoops and glow sticks.
Oh, well, I think the glow sticks aren't toys. They're actually in the sporting goods aisle.
The camping, sporting goods aisle.
Oddly enough. And then we can still get our the respirator masks, the dust masks there as well.
Yeah, we'll need that. We're going to need a good mallet. And
we can get the blinky lights, I think, like the headlamps.
Well, I bought this really cool LED kit from make.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and I bought two of them for us so that we can we can customize our own little LED displays on our body. Yeah, yeah, and then people can recognize us. That would be like a little crew.
Oh, that's cool. Like,
yeah,
like that guy at the rave.
Be fun.
Can I get mine to flash Party Down or Plur?
I don't know, maybe. It just depends. Arrange it however you want to.
Well, you should probably pick up a soldering iron then, because we'll need that for the rebar and building our camp.
Oh, yeah, we'll need that. Oh, yeah, and we'll need some extension cords while we're over there, and that generator. We'll need a generator. How are we going to fit all this on the plane?
Well, I talked to my friend Ted. He's a contractor.
Yeah?
And I kind of talked him into helping us build our area just real cheap. He's driving out there and he's going to help us build our... but it's real cheap. So he's going to drive some of that stuff out there.
How cheap is real cheap?
Don't worry about it, man. We'll talk about it. I mean, it won't matter. You know, it'll be inconsequential after all the fun we have.
Sure. After we burn the man.
Right.
We burn all this shit. I can't wait to burn the man. Yeah. I hear the man's burning of the man is the funnest part.
I thought that the naked bike race or whatever was the naked bike parade or the topless bike parade or whatever. Bottomless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's supposed to be fun, too. I don't know. There's just so much to do. It's a world of adventure.
It's just a piece of land where people sit around.
Yeah, and get naked. And
it's got to be fun.
Drop drugs you've never heard of before. And
all the new good ones, the best ones.
Yeah. And
the underground ones.
Yeah, mystery drugs like DSL or QVC. Mm-hmm. Like those crazy, wacky drugs that make you lose your mind.
They all have funny names.
You go nuts. They enhance only certain parts of your body that that you've never felt sensations in before. Like they can give sight to your fingernails.
I'm excited about it. I heard there was a drug that would stop. I've got this thing where my legs won't quit moving.
Yeah.
My legs are restless. And I've heard
oh,
that
yeah?
they have out at
it's
Burning
like
Man,
syndrome.
They have this drug that quits with my legs. When restless legs.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how that turns out.
Well,
I think it'll be
good.
Kind of like Adderall. Like, it'll be my legs will be so concentrated that I'll run really fast or really high or something.
Or your legs might just be too pointy and too stiff, and you'll just dart straight down through the earth, pop out the other side.
Oh, wow. Maybe I could drill through the sand. Maybe that could be my thing.
Instead of
selling cheese sandwiches to make my money, I could drill through the dirt and create tent post holes.
Ah, tent holes. You know, I bet nobody's actually like done the hermit crab thing yet. Like if we could somehow construct giant paper mache shells to put under the ground and then sell them as tent holes, we could make a lot of money out of this.
Oh, wow.
Just tell them it's eco-friendly and has a small carbon footprint and is...
Oh, sure. It's green.
Yeah.
Sustainable.
Sustainable. Ecological.
People love that shit.
Just, yeah. Especially in these day and age.
Well, we could do that. I should just call Ted and tell him to buzz off.
Yeah.
Well, I'll call him when he gets there.
Yeah, that sounds good too. Let's see what else. Okay,
yeah,
well, I'm
vitamins
here.
And parking tape. Should we get? I can't remember if I wrote packing tape or parking tape.
Parking tape.
I was wondering why I would need parking tape.
Well, get parking
well,
tape
get
and
both.
Packing tape.
Yeah,
get both
just
of
to
them.
Make sure.
You go over there and get that. I'm going to go get some soap, shampoo, and condoms and toothpaste.
Well, you don't need condoms.
I'm going to need condoms.
There's plenty of loose women there. You won't.
They won't need. You know what? After
you gonna be having sex out there or something?
I plan on having some kind of form of intercourse. I'm not sure, you know, if it's to me or I'm doing to somebody else or something's happening with me and a group of animals or whatever's going to be posted on the internet. I just want to make sure that I'm protected, or somebody's protected.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can never be too protective. If there's anything I've learned from Prevention Magazine, it's that you've got to be
protecting.
Yeah.
Protective.
Yes.
Well, I like that spirit. You're just getting up all up in there in the action and getting all the photos.
Yeah, I'm really getting into
just
this.
Just do as the Romans.
Yeah.
And sex with everything.
Yeah, when in Burning Man, burn a man. Which reminds me, you need to get matches.
Okay. I'll get the packing tape and the matches, and you get the condoms and the soap.
Okay.
Those sorts of things.
Sounds good.
Okay, you're listening
to
the best
cuts
of music.
Yeah, man, Afro Circle Soul Live.
With a friend. Never trust a woman. No man pass man. Black woman experience. Let's bring him right now to the microphone. The man you've been waiting to see, Evil Dinos, Gerardo Pino.
But come down. Yeah.
Starting off, ladies and gentlemen, with the tune Black Man, I Was Born to Be Free. One. We'll be right back.
happy. I was born to be free. I was born to do my own thing. I was born to be happy. I was born to be free. Hey! Black man, I was born to be free. Hip man. Black man, I was born to be proud. Hip man. Let me hear the jungle drums come out and play one more time.
Thank you.
That's the last of it. I got the van all loaded up.
Well, make sure everything's strapped down on the top. I don't think this is up to code or whatever the code, the interstate code is or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do this stuff.
It's all hooked down pretty good. I've done this a few times. I bought a lot of extra bungee cords at Target. So
when'd you
I've
do this before?
Oh man, I've been around the world and I've strapped down a few of these babies in my time.
It seems like you would have brought me along, Sam.
Well, I had a childhood. My parents took me, you know, to all sorts of African safaris.
Okay.
And
you know, I've been kind of depressed lately.
Dens of inequities. Yeah, you have.
I'm really looking forward to this trip.
This trip is gonna be $1,200 in the hole, so I can see why you'd be.
Well, $600, right? I mean, you're gonna.
Sure. I'll get you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you realize how fun this is.
Yeah.
This is going to be awesome, dude.
I might pay you extra money.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll give me $1,200.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Well, yeah, I might turn this frown upside down.
Yeah, well, that certainly would make me happy, at least temporarily. You know, that's all I'm looking for.
More so
temporal
than
happiness.
Just turning you upside down.
Right. Well, Lord knows I had enough of that in my childhood.
So, yeah, let's get moving right along. Do you want to drive or you want me to drive?
Oh, I'll drive.
Are you good at navigation? Well, I'm good at navigation.
Yeah. You navigate and I'll drive.
All right. I'll do the map then. You drive.
Okay. Great.
Cool.
Let's see. Now, I heard something in town. Something about a big festival up here in 30 miles. 30 miles. I think that's... I'm pretty sure that's what this
Burning
is.
Burning Man?
It's got to be.
That we're going to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's something about, though, I mean, they were burning an effigy of a man, so I'm not, like, I'm sitting over here, and I'm like, well, how many burning men are there that they're burning?
Really? There can only be one.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, though. Looking at my map, just 30 miles outside of town?
Yeah.
Sure? Because I thought Burning Man was in Nevada.
Well, sure. It's 30 miles from here.
Okay. All right, well, you're driving. I'm just looking at the map.
Okay.
How about the half of a year? Fuck yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah.
This is what a road trip's about.
This is a road trip from hell.
Hit me those Cheez-Its, bro.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah.
All right.
Well, fun times.
I love it.
This is great. Road trips are fun. So you want to do the state game again? State game?
Yeah, we can try that, but I think I'm only seeing California.
Yeah, that's all I'm seeing too.
A lot of Mexico too. I guess that's from all the drug trafficking.
A lot of that. So that was fun what we did back there with the Bonnie Raitt thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was fun then.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun for the moment, man. That's pretty fun. I'll always remember that moment.
Do you want to do, I mean, we should do like let's think about like a Philip Bailey song.
I don't know who Philip Bailey is.
All right. Well,
I do like this to do this thing when I see bales of hay on the road and I go, "Hey!" That's kind of fun, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad used to do that.
Oh. Can't really play Scrabble or Travel Boggle.
Can we just have some silence for a minute? Just a minute.
Yeah. Okay, sure, that's fine.
Ah, those ladies are looking sweet. I'm glad Sam doesn't see them. I wonder where they're going. That sure is a nice Subaru Outback.
Hey!
Sam, I thought we agreed on silence.
Well, we're not talking.
Well, Sam, that includes my own internal dialogue. You shouldn't... How are you even doing this? Is this just me doing this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not talking. I'm just thinking.
I'm not
talking
either. It's
coming out of the speakers.
Well, it must be inside of your head. I'm not here. Look at me.
Well,
look to the right of you. I'm just sitting there staring out the window all glum.
Now, that's weird. All right, well, while I got you here, look over to the right.
Oh, yeah?
You see those hot chicks?
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. I see that.
All right. Well, I think they're going to Burning Man.
Well, I think that's where we need to go.
We need to go there.
Well, that's where we're going anyway. Let's follow them.
Let's follow them.
That looks like a course of action.
It's weird you should say that, but I guess you're not real Sam. You're just in my brain, Sam. I would say that, I guess.
Yeah, sure. I'm Brain Sam. I'd say that, I guess.
Alright, hey, Sam.
Yeah, Robbie. What's up? Are we talking again?
Yeah, I'm excited, man.
Good, because this silence is killing me. Some say it's golden, but it's only golden for a little bit. Especially on these road trips. My ass is killing me.
Well, we've only got a few more miles left till we get to the Burning Man.
Thank God, because I'm running out of smokes.
Oh, look, Sam. Those girls there earlier, I heard them at the gas station. They're going to a Burning Man. Or they're going to Burn a Man or something.
Yeah?
And they're exiting here.
Oh, okay.
So we should follow them. Have you...
Yeah, I haven't really been keeping track of the map, so...
Oh, cool. Okay,
Just follow them. If they're going to Burning Man, that sounds cool.
Excellent.
We'll just go where they are. Yeah, this is going to be fun.
I'm excited.
Holy cow, look at the horizon. It's like Chick City over there.
You know, and if there's anything that I like, it's heterosexual chicks.
That's right. I like women that like men. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Summertime's here, kiddies, and it's time to take a trip. To take a trip. This world's so bad. You feel so sad. You gotta take a trip into a world so glad. A world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds and walls of glass that never pass and pictures hanging upside down. You won't ask where you are. It's another world, you and your girl and all your friends. We'll all be there. Oh, yeah. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. TNT. SOS. HOP. TOP. It's the top. It's the top. Hey, here we go now. Let's climb some mountains, everybody. Get on your walking shoes. Start to climb some mountains. Hey, here we go. Let's take a trip. Take a trip, let's start to dream, let's close our eyes, it's groovy now, yeah, float, because I'm swimming in beauty, it's all around, let's take a trip, climb from the ground, whoa, whoa, yeah, let's take a trip, it's really hip, no one will know what goes on. Just you and me, and the dreams we see. Oh, come on, baby, oh, come on, baby. You're doing it right. Just put your head
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Tony the Tiger. It's Tony the Tiger here.